All right, take a guess. How many days left until duck season?
Okay, we're in
May. You can't think about it too much. It's 177 days. If you were on Instagram, I posted to my story earlier, you would have saw that.
You know, some of us have been working.
Hey, well, I was working, but that was only a couple hours ago. It's after business hours.
After business hours.
Yeah, which for me could be 2 o'clock.
Was
could
that
be,
a bat?
I don't know what it was.
This is our first outside podcast in a long time.
In a while. Yep.
It's really nice.
In a while. I'm pretty wired after my 3 Red Bulls and now my second cup of coffee for the day. Zero water.
I turned a gallon of water. I was pretty wired after that run.
Yeah.
I told Emily I was more impressed with how not tired I was.
A good post-run?
That's a glider. Yeah, it'll move.
Are you ready to press play over there?
Oh, it's on record.
No, I'm saying press play. Like, let's get it going.
Get
the party started.
Okay.
That's definitely.
Man.
All right, let's do it. I'm ready.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello. Hello.
This is the Foul Mouth Podcast.
Absolutely sick. I mean,
I get fired up. I get
just
fired up every time.
Jazzed every time I listen
so
to it.
We've been waiting. Like, I have been anticipating talking to you about it. We've been waiting, what, I don't know, a week and a half to talk to each other.
It hasn't been that long. It's only been like 4 days.
Okay.
5 days.
4 or 5 days.
7 days, maybe. Maybe at least a week.
The most recent topic, which is them pushing back waterfowl season in 23.
Okay. I guess initial thoughts.
Okay.
Right? It's good to an extent. Disappointment with it is, if you want to push it back, that's fine. Right? They're pushing it back, though, but not extending it into February. Like, the U.S. has changed the laws federally, so now waterfowl season can expand past January 31st.
Is it still 60 days? Because they eliminated, like, part of the split, right? Because I haven't looked at the exact dates.
I don't know.
But I think the season's still the same length because they got rid of, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they're getting rid of some...
the opening weekend was just 2 days. Like, this year, it's just 2 days, Saturday, Sunday, closes... And then it opens back up Black Friday, right?
No.
Right?
No, I'm pulling it up right now for this season. So this season, it opens on November 19th, right? And it runs from the 19th to the 27th. So get this, though. Usually, and I measure this since we hunt WMAs, right, usually there's 10 days right in there. And so we as oozers are getting screwed out of our 10th day this year because it's only running from the 19th to the 27th, which is only 9 days.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking this through. Here's my thought. My initial thought is go back. If you take, like, the dates out of it, like, as far as are the ducks still going to – I think the numbers of birds killed on the opening weekend – per hunter is going to be the same, you know. Like,
oh, maybe, I don't think it's going to make a big difference.
I don't think it's going to make a big difference. I think if you take all the dates out of it and the holidays, it's the same. It's around the same time. Like, if you got rid of the calendar and we would go hunting about the same time, you know, the ducks would show up a week or within a couple weeks of that time. But it sucks. It's a tradition. We've been doing it like that for a while.
It should have just been. I don't have a problem with. Here's what I think. Right, every year. Because we're hardcore public land duck hunters. We're going out and we're scouting. We're scouting freaking 2 or 3 weeks before the season starts anyways. But that Thursday and Friday before the 19th this year, so the 17th and 18th, me and you are just going to be running around, be scouting. I know pretty positively where we're going to end up hunting opening day.
But, like, so now instead of – it just – most here's
but that opens Thanksgiving and Black Friday for us to go.
All we're going to do is scout, though.
Like, yeah, but now I don't have to take a day off work.
I get that, but a lot of people could have the whole week of Thanksgiving off. Like, think about in high school, we definitely had the whole week of Thanksgiving off. You know, it's like that's a lot of you were even talking about. If you had the teacher schedule, you know, with the teacher schedule thing, you could have the whole week off. And now, like, you're that holiday week, because the week after you get back
useless.
To work.
Yeah.
So it's useless. You're not going to get to duck hunt. All you're going to get to do is scout. And then you hunt that Saturday, and then you're like, the holiday's kind of over, and you got Christmas coming up.
In my current situation, right?
We miss out on good free working, you know, free hunting days during yes, work weeks.
Yes, I agree with that. In my current situation, in your current situation, though, we both own businesses.
It's not going to matter.
It doesn't
much,
matter to us.
But it's still.
But it matters for everybody else.
It's still like, here's one thing. Black Friday, zero working responsibilities. Like, I could not even take my phone and not have to worry about
it. I'm not
going to
take my phone.
But we're not going to be, but we're going to have.
I'm going to be close.
I understand that. But like, during the regular work week, sometimes, you know, I still have to take calls. You know, we still take calls and stuff. Still have to, like, be somewhat available, you know. And then, but during those holiday weeks, it's kind of dead. Like, that's kind of nice. Like, the time around Christmas is nice. Like, I cherish that. Now, I mean, we'll still be out there.
I'm going regardless.
Black Friday, we'll be camped out somewhere.
How many business calls have both of us taken while duck hunting last year? And you could hear gunshots
too many,
in the
too
background.
Many, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, half the time we don't have service and all that kind of stuff. I did take a poll on Instagram. Hadn't been up that long. But most people are against. And we do have a few people that don't think it matters at all. And only one person of the people that have responded are actually for it. Don't know why. That person didn't say why they're for it. Maybe other than the fact that I guess their reasoning of doing it is that they think there's going to be less of a crowd. I know they said the 2008 report from 12, 14 years ago.
Okay, like, so there were two articles that came out, right? There's the initial one that you sent me that said that they pulled the info and said that it was favorable on surveys taken in 2008, 2010, 2011, and 2012.
Shouldn't.
That's ridiculous. Over a decade.
Even if they
over
went off those
freaking
opinions,
decade.
They shouldn't have said that. That's
stupid. I didn't even have a driver's license
in
most of those years, right? Like, that's freaking ridiculous. Now, the new one, though, says 2008 to 2021. Like, it didn't reference, like, if you go back and look, because
see,
I
that's
went
smart.
And saw
that's
it.
What they
should
have put on there. The
well, they
comment,
probably got so much flack for that.
But they were exposed that they really are going off reports from 12 years ago.
I got the receipts,
ridiculous.
Bro. I screenshotted it.
But, like, that's still, what's their point? Like, what are... Have they come out? Have you read anywhere on why pushing the season back, or, you know, not starting till later? I mean, how also is this affected? You got these other states opening up. I mean, now we're gonna probably spend more time in Oklahoma the few first weeks, because we can duck hunt for two extra weeks before, you know, like, we're gonna go somewhere else. Like, you got all, you know.
Well, now, instead of going to Oklahoma for the whole
Tennessee
week, we could,
opener,
like, go to Kansas.
Tennessee opener and Arkansas opener at the same time. So
I don't care about Tennessee.
But, like, is this going to draw people away? Like, I saw some people talking about, like, some big, like, festival thing going on when, like, that weekend.
Oh, yeah, Worlds is that weekend. Yeah. And so, like, it's going to be an interesting change. I don't like... Like I said before, I just don't like that they didn't extend the season. I don't think they're, you know, it's debatable on whether or not the waterfowl actually get rest during the splits. But, you know, like, you're taking a major split out right there. So a split that used to be almost 2 weeks long is now only like 4 or 5 days. And I just don't think that that's a good move. I mean, it could hurt the duck population. It could not hurt the duck population. I'm not a biologist.
I mean, I don't think the ducks are going to change. Like, that's my whole take, is I don't think it really changed any type. I don't think it's changing any type of duck pattern. I mean, take that back. We do see, like, with all these Cohen lab reports and all that stuff on how the ducks, like, do change when duck season's going on. When the split's here, they'll go back to those areas, you know, or they'll move to being more nocturnal.
I don't see the point of it. Like, I don't know how it's favorable for anyone. I mean, I can't argue for it or against it because I don't know the rationale behind it, but I also don't think it affects me enough for me to care.
Yeah, I'm seeing this on the most recent thing they said. This change was preferred by public comment respondents from surveys conducted between 2008 and 2022. During this year's public comment period, 3,000 people roughly provided input on the duck season proposal. That's not that many people for how many duck hunters there are.
So you know, here's
like a percent.
Here's what the original one said.
Or half a percent.
This change was preferred by public comment respondents from surveys conducted in 2008, 2010, and 2012. During this year's public comments period, 2,964 people provided input on the duck season proposal, with 68% giving a favorable response, with the opening day being moved to a later date.
And this says, to accommodate the plans of hunters and businesses impacted by the different dates. Impacted by what different dates? The AGFC will delay implementation until 2023-2024 waterfowl season. And the dates will be as followed.
They must be referring to Worlds.
I don't understand that. But yeah, and in addition to the date change, the new regulation package increased the daily bag limit of on white-fronted geese from 2 to 3 perch. Like, that's so irrelevant.
Who cares? I'm not going to shoot any white-fronted geese this year.
And then they talk about, there's a picture of a bear.
boring. You know, bear hunting is like a real big deal in Arkansas.
Yeah, but
like they have a high concentration of black bears.
That's cool if we don't see them, you know.
okay. There.
I don't see them in the Delta on the Mississippi River. That'd be cool if we did. Now there's those books of what's that guy's name that I talk about all the time that canoes down the Mississippi River. There's some old, you know,
Nash Buckingham.
Nash Buckingham, like old, like 150 years ago.
Does he talk about bears?
Yeah, they talk about seeing black bears all the time on islands when they were canoeing down, like,
that's
exploring
dope.
And stuff. You know, like, now that'd be freaking sick out there on those islands. Like, we gotta freaking compete with bears.
Dude, there's some accounts of people bear hunting. Oh, this is a little off topic, but another good podcast is Bear Grease.
Yeah.
And the guy that hosts the podcast, it's put on by Meat Eater, like Steve Rinella's thing. But the guy that hosts the podcast talks about this guy named Erskine who was bear hunting in there in the 1800s. He was a German and stuff, and Gerstacker and stuff. Frederick Gerstacker, I think, wrote the book. And so they talk about bear hunting, dude, and those bears, brutal. I mean, just ripping people apart and stuff, and, like, people never coming back from going hunting. I mean, it's just getting absolutely wild.
Thankfully, we're not having to deal with that around here.
You know, do you remember when that black bear came up through Mississippi and stuff and ended up over here?
With the what?
Like, when we were in high school, there was a black bear that they tracked all through Mississippi, and it ended up in Tennessee. And, dude, no joke, on Stonebridge Golf Course right over here is where they tranquilized it in Brad Pearson's backyard.
I didn't hear that. Yeah. I did see that some kangaroos got loose out of the Memphis Zoo.
I think they drowned, supposedly. I don't know.
I reposted something that Dr. Duck put out yesterday. I just thought I'd read a little bit of it because I think he's the GOAT and so on point. He said, do you think there's a difference between hunting public and private? Question mark.
Absolutely.
Of course. He says, as a new public land guy, you would best be served to not be deceived by popular numbers being taken on private lands day in and day out. He's referencing all these Instagram guys we see. Not naming any names, that one lawyer out in Arkansas that, you know, they got their private duck woods and they're killing them.
Yeah, I have to admit that you and I hate on him, but we only hate on him because they're so, like, we're like, man, it must be nice.
It is. Like, it must be so, like.
We're hating on him because we're poor.
Okay. Okay, would you want to have the setup where you know you're just going to kill a limit in the woods every day? Like, is that as rewarding as going and hunting him in the public lands?
There's a guy named JD that I went to school with, and he told me one time they hunted in Stuttgart. And mind you, this is like 2014, 15, somewhere around in there. And he told me that it just gets old. And they were at one of those clubs in by Stuttgart that was just slamming birds every day. Just limits.
And it gets old.
Every day. He's like, it just gets old.
I agree.
And now it's like that. Yeah, it doesn't really sound like fun.
Dennis goes on to say, public land hunting consists of long hours of scouting and planning. Just simple things as wind direction and competition next to you could change everything. We've seen that happen. Like, every time you go out, like, you could have the perfect scenario and the wind be the wrong way and it's screwed, you know, or you lose a spot.
True.
Says if you get the spot you actually wanted to hunt, the legendary Ivy League duck after being hunted every day. That also usually comes with long boat rides and walk-ins, with most of the time with a cold donut for breakfast from a gas station and only being able to take a nap before heading back out. He says he does take winter vacations and shoot on private to relax with friends and family, but hunting public pushes everything about you to be a better hunter. You have to learn to work with others, and if not, you won't last long because being angry drains your energy and motivation. Love your wins and respect defeat, just like any other sport, and your success on public will increase. Remember, always enjoy the journey, and for sure, we'll always keep you coming back. I gotta love Dennis.
Did he post that on Instagram? Or did he post that
on Instagram?
So, here's one thing that is I know we talked about stereotypes last week on public and private, but here, this is not a stereotype. This is an actual, not, I would say factual, but some would say it's opinion. The private land hunters don't have stories. And so whenever I was working at CA...
Well, they would have, like, the stories of, like, just the interactions of hanging out with the guy. Well, yeah, you know, just like you're...
Yeah, well, they're just talking about, like, being drunk at the lodge.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, like, Tony got super drunk, blacked out, you know, like, whatever. Like, yeah, like, that's... Sure, it's a funny story and stuff. And so, like, one of the things that we talked about when we started this podcast, when we wanted to talk about what happens between the shots, because that's the best part of the story. So, like, I would go back to work... And all these guys that I hunted with, I was the only one that hunted public out of all of them. And the private guys, it has a big moth flying around in it. And the private guys would not have any stories. They would be like, oh, you know, it was whatever. We hung out, cooked breakfast, you know, whatever. Hung out at the lodge all weekend and stuff. And, you know, I'm coming back like, well, we, you know, got stranded on the Mississippi River, you know, or like we got, you know, we had to race. You know, we don't ever race anyone to the hole, but like, you know.
The most fun is just
the experience.
Yeah, the experience.
Because like.
That's what we guarantee people every time. we don't guarantee killing ducks. We guarantee an adventure.
Yeah.
Let them figure out what that's going to
be. One day we're going to be the old guys, right? We already are the old guys. We kind of figured that out. But like we're going to be the real old dudes at the clubhouse, you know, hanging out. And we're just going to be sitting back telling stories to all these young guys.
Well, just like you hear Spence and all them telling.
But they just don't. Yeah. I mean, they all have stories because they've been hunting public land. But you never hear a guy's been hunting private his whole life be like, oh, you know, this great, you know, something crazy happened. Like the craziest thing that happens to them is, oh, we were in the pit and the storm rolled up on us that we had no idea was going to happen. Yeah. So we had to close the doors of the pit and we just had to ride out a freaking tornado.
No, you're right.
But if we're riding out a tornado, I've ridden out two tornadoes in Arkansas last season alone in my truck. Yeah. And like, you know, it, like Tripp was telling me the last year that they went to like White River or something and a bunch of trees fell where they had been parked. And so like, you know, like you don't get that. You don't get that element. It's like you could be like, oh man, a tree fell like right by the lodge and stuff. But like, that's just like a tree could fall right here right now. You know, like it's not a big deal.
They're sleeping at their house before. No, it does make that. I think that's pretty accurate that most of our fun is not just like Dennis said, it's the journey that's getting there, you know, enjoy the ride. I mean, I think when I think of the highlights of the last season, it is the stories and how we got to kill some birds, you know, not like just killing the ducks that we killed.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I go back like the reel posted today, like killing those pintails, like on the Mississippi that day, like
it was
that
awesome. Was
even to me, that was almost more fun than our big like 10 man in the woods. Like it were different experiences, but like that was so rewarding to just how you know, I know we've talked about it 100 times, but day after day after day, like scouting and like, man, it's building up. Like that's how it's supposed to be.
I think the major thing between public and private that causes you, A, you have to learn. Yeah. Like you have to be smart. But being adaptive is just so crazy because, like, you can't take what we ran on, you know, this hole and then run it on that hole. It doesn't work. Like, we have a hole on the Mississippi River that only works in the south wind.
And well, so, and prime example of, like, one year we thought we had it figured out, and then the next year it's like, well, none of that information last year.
One year smacked on the Mississippi River. Next year we didn't kill double digits on the Mississippi River. We killed one bird on the whole on the river the whole freaking year. And so, like... You have to learn, like, whenever you're just hunting private all the time, you're hunting the same field, consequently, we're going to do, I'll bring up Drew. Like, we were doing the same thing. We're putting out the same decoys. You know, we're putting out everything's, you know, the same way, because you can't change anything right there. You can't move giant blind.
And it's no offense, like, if that's, you know, like,
if that's what you got, then that's what you got.
That's the only option you got. Like, so, I mean, just, that's not the route that we choose. I don't, I mean, honestly, for the, your basic, it's probably cheaper to just go rent a $4,000 field. You know, that's cheaper than...
We'll bring up the current situation. I'm trying to buy a boat right now.
I'm super excited
about it. I am too, man. I'm itching to get a boat.
What's the number one thing it must have?
Oh, it's got to have transom steps on it. If it don't have transom step on it, I don't want it. So any of our listeners are listening, if you're selling a Havoc, an Edge, any, you know, an Excel, and it has transom steps on it, and you're selling it with the motor, then... You don't really have to have a motor. Yeah. If you're selling a hole and trailer only, it's got to come with the trailer one way or another. Then shoot us a DM at thefoulmouthpodcast.com or shoot me at Jake S. Morton a DM, because I'm on the hunt. I mean, I've messaged a few guys about them, but like...
Well, you found a couple good deals. I mean, I like the... Like, it's been all been like 15, have bought
that other one,
553s or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was... You were hesitant on that. That was before you were really...
Well, no, the problem is the guy posted it on Friday.
Yeah.
Afternoon, all the banks are closed.
Yeah,
like, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not like walking around with a duffel bag full of cash, you know, with me. I'm not Dan Bilzerian walking around here. And so, like, by Monday morning, I messaged him about it, and he was already pending. Like, somebody else was coming.
Apparently, there was another Dan walking around with all that cash.
Somebody was walking around with all that cash. But, somebody.
Well, the right one will come along. I mean, you always get, I'm the same way. When I'm like ready to buy something, I'm like buying the first thing I can find. Well, you're more patient than me.
I'm a little bit, like, I found one right now that's got that older Yamaha on it. And it's the same price as what that one with the Tahatsu was. Yeah. Well, that Tahatsu was for sure worth that price, like, without a doubt.
Big fan of the Tahatsu. I'll go back to that.
Even, like, dude, the NADA value, because NADA will give you the values on them, like, it lined up perfectly. Yeah. Like, that dude knew what he had. But that guy that's got that older Yamaha, that one that I'm looking at, I'm like, man, like, that's a lot. You know, I can buy the same motor for, you know, $3,000, you know.
Speaking of that, like, I think we forgot to mention, in that whole thing of the Arkansas thing, they're outlawing aftermarket exhaust in that season.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Did we talk about that last week? Yeah. Okay. So did that had all the season change come out at the same time when we did the podcast?
No. That came out like 2 days later.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good deal. Obviously, we've decided we're not going to run the mud motors. I had a guy offer me his boat. Like, and it wasn't really a great price, but it had that mud motor on it. And I was like, well, I guess if I went and bought it, we'd have to test out the mud motor. And so, but the exhaust was already modified on it. I was over on the soundboard.
Every time you say mud motor, I'd be pressing the wah, wah, wah.
Dude, you can press either. I mean, it's freaking ridiculous how much they cost.
Yeah.
It's loud as
too
freaking
loud, too
crap.
Too loud.
Dude,
we've gone over 100 times. Anything. It's too loud. And, I know the guys, you know, we know a lot of guys that run them, but too loud.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you want to run one, good for you. It's personal preference. Yep. But I just don't.
We'll
see it.
Yeah, we'll meet you at the hole. You know, we'll hold the hole down for you.
Okay. So, follow up to last week's podcast and me being fat and running.
Yep.
It's like today I ran a 4 mile race, whatever. And
applause button.
Congratulations. I ran 4 miles and I'm not that fat. Yeah. But okay,
it was a scheduled race.
It was a scheduled race. Yeah.
That you're running for your life.
No. And but you know, I was walking through, there's 1,000 people running this race, and you know, you size people up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder like what people are sizing me up as. Like, cause I saw some fat people and I was like, is that person gonna run this race? Like, is the ambulance here? Like, oh my gosh. I was like, I'm sure people said that about me. And I almost placed in the top 100.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's
pretty good. I was happy with that. And so but obviously my racing is continuing. So I've contemplated what my next race is gonna be. Well, there's a big race in Memphis in December, you know, and I thought about doing that. And you know what I thought about today whenever I was thinking about that? I was like, I would be in such good shape to run to the hole in duck season. I was like, I'd just bust out of there.
You'd have to check. You take so much work to get it close to be able to run that. Like, in the middle of duck season, you have to be working your butt off.
Oh, it'd be ridiculous.
The St. Jude Marathon.
Well, it's on December 2nd. Well,
big competition we got coming up is next weekend. We have the Rolling Thunder annual golf scramble.
Oh, I'm looking so forward to
team,
it.
Team Tailspin is going to be coming in so strong.
Are we going Team Tailspin?
Well, I figured. I don't know.
There's nothing.
I thought we said that. I thought we said we were going to go
else
Team Tailspin.
Yeah, there's nothing else that starts with yeah. T that goes with golf.
Yep.
So we're just going to be Team Tailspin.
Team Tailspin. We do have to come up with a theme.
Tees, but Tailspin Tees doesn't sound that great.
Did they say it needed to be a T something, or they just wanted golf teams?
No, they just need a team name. Okay, but yeah, I was trying to come up with the name like if we were like all like if we were Bottomland all the time, we could be like the Bottomland Bogeys or the Bottomland Birdies.
Yeah, I get it.
Like that, yeah, you know, something clever like that. That's why I have a degree in marketing.
That's right, yeah. Well, Team Tailspin is close enough. We do it to have a theme. I don't know why. I haven't heard of that. I don't go to mini golf scrambles, but I guess Rob Kenny's got it. Mr. Market.
Shout
Mr.
out to Rob called me today about that. And we were, we chit chat about it. He goes, sounds like y'all are a pretty strong team. And I was like, well, Evan and Robbie are pretty good at golf. Yeah. I was like, me and Denver are there to hang out.
Already called and said, don't expect him to bring
he
up the value
me today.
Of the team.
He texted me today and he goes, this is Robbie Flack, who was supposed to be on the podcast tonight, but had to cancel us. No hard feelings. And he told us that he just doesn't expect to bring up the value. And I was like, dude, I play double bogey golf. Like, if I play double bogey golf, I was like, we're just going to play. We're also supporting the Carl Perkins Foundation, which is a great cause.
Fayette Lawn and Landscape going to sponsor a hole?
You know,
$500.
It was actually, I think it was the corporate sponsorship was $2,500.
No, this is just a sponsor hole. It's $500 to sponsor.
You get
an Instagram post, you get a banner.
I considered sponsoring a hole for the company because
it's a tax write-off.
It's a write-off. And you just write it off. No, I thought about sponsoring one because it's in Fayette County, which is where business is. And so, like, I was like, but like a lot of those guys live around Somerville and stuff. And we don't go to Somerville.
Well, true.
We stick in Oakland.
Yeah.
And Rossville, go to your house.
Yeah, go to the new land.
But,
I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the party at Spence's. I saw
Jason Cross.
Jason Cross is going to be back. Curious to see who else is going to be there. Should be a good time.
I think it'll be fun. And we had a good time last year.
Yep.
And
are the girls going?
I
don't know if they. I don't know how good of a time they had. Not that they. It's no offense to the Spence's party. It's just it was. More of an environment for us. You know,
do you think Caitlin's going to go?
I can tell you she would not really care to go. I mean, she would go if I was like, Caitlin, we're going to go.
So if she goes, then Emily will go. But if she doesn't go, then Emily may not go.
We'll just take it. A guy's trip.
Evan and Robbie probably won't end up going.
I would imagine like Robbie would be down to go. We need to. Evan may or may not. Whitney wouldn't go. I can tell you that it would just be.
Yeah, the problem is it's pretty far away. It's far for like Robbie. Then, like for us, it's not that big of a deal. And so
it's all the way out in Somerville, Tennessee. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of you guys out there.
They said that they used to have the golf scramble earlier on Saturdays, and now it's pushed back to like 11 o'clock start because the party at Spence's.
Well, last time
really
we burned
late.
Up, dude. My only problem with golf is it's so freaking long.
Dude, it
so
was
hot, so
ridiculously
long.
Hot last year, wasn't
and
it?
And it was such a long... Golf, just in general, is just too long of a game.
Really?
And yes, I don't... It's too long. Like, 18 holes is too much for me. Because I'm hole nine, I'm out of the game.
So, the problem is that we're playing our team, right? So, we've already got four people, and then there's another team paired up with us. So, you're teeing eight people at every tee.
Yeah,
and that's so a lot. It takes forever. But, like, if me and you went to go play, 18 holes is nothing.
Right, but it's still... I can play 18. I'll still be over it. Just how my attention span is just over it by that. Now, I could duck hunt and scout till I fall over. But
because you're moving
golf,
around
the golf, well, you're still moving around at golf. It's just, it's not, you know, it's why I do it twice a year.
I played like 2 weeks ago or a week ago with my dad, and I outdrive my dad 100 yards every time, and we literally shot like the same score.
He has accuracy, probably. He has old man swing.
No, he just does things better. I don't know. Like I would hit the ball really well. I'd put on the green three putt.
Yep.
Put it on the green three putt.
I feel like this turning into a golf podcast.
It is a golf podcast, and it is what it is. We gotta have something to do when it's not duck season.
I know, unfortunately.
And, hey. Dove season's coming up.
Speaking of that, we have the early Canada coming up not too long from now, really.
Is it?
I think that's in September 15th. Like,
yeah. And dove season starts September 1st. Canada's
been piling up in the field across from my parents. So, I'm already planting the seed with the neighbor. I mean, there's been 40 or 50 over there.
So you think that we're going to have a Canada beatdown at your neighbor's house?
In summer, in Oakland, yeah, I think we could. The Canada population is
out of hand. It's ridiculous.
I'm not saying it's out of the question to shoot them over in the pond and at my house in Rossville, but tell the neighbors we got to take care of business. But in the fields, they've been piling up. I think we could. I don't know what's going to be cut early in September there. So we're going to have to just find a grass field or a hay field, I guess, somewhere mountain.
We can just pile in the corn stalks, right?
Well, I don't think corn's cut by that time.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying hide in between the corn stalks.
Well, they're not going to land,
I ain't gonna land.
They would have no reason to even fly over that low.
I don't know. But I'm down. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. I do want to venture out and maybe try to do some early teal hunts or something. Maybe travel a little bit.
I remember last year about us going, we went Canada hunting, but it was teal season.
And we did.
Was it not?
Yeah, it was.
And it was hot.
Hot as balls.
And the river was low.
Yeah,
and
we went
to the freaking Canada Goose Alley down there.
That's right. Carp. We can go kill them on the river. If it gets to 10 feet, we can kill them.
Yeah, but it was Canada. I mean, we always see Canada's back up in there.
Yep.
And, I just remember we walked in with waders on, and it was 90 degrees. Yeah, we couldn't get the boat back in there.
we carried everything over there,
and I was taking my waders off by the time I got there. I was like, damn, I'm going to die. I was like, it was ridiculous. And that I was way fatter than
40
I was
pounds
then.
From that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll fill about
I'm down better. Like a boat battery.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make the boat go faster by losing weight. I'm trying to do two things. I'm trying to run to the hole if there's no water opening day. I'm gonna sprint, sprint. I'm just gonna go tennies and freaking and freaking run. And then y'all can bring my waders. And then I'm 1,000% trying to make the boat go faster. I'm losing enough weight that we can add another dog. That's really what I'm thinking.
I mean, that makes a big difference. It's going to help a lot. But I think all in all, we're only 170 days out for duck season, so we got a lot of content to break in between now and then. But we're supposed to have what's his face coming on, Brad, with the waterfowl, the Delta waterfowl.
Expo.
But what's the company name?
Delta Waterfowl.
Yeah, Delta Waterfowl. He's going to come on the podcast as we secure our spot there. Anybody else in the current next few weeks?
Robbie should be on again.
Robbie's Flack always will be back a with great us. Guest.
I talked to Rob Kenny today about having him and Spence on.
Yep.
And briefly, we were going to try to have them on for turkey season.
I think it makes way more sense for us to just talk ducks and not turkeys.
Because we'll look stupid trying to talk turkeys.
We're not turkey killers. They were killing them all over the place. Shout out
and,
to them.
There's a few people that I'm pretty positive we could have on. We ought to have Trip on one day.
Yeah.
Just Trip come over and hang out at the house.
Shout out to Trip. But
and
Until then, I guess we're just going to try not to finish last in the tournament next weekend.
Last year we played so bad that we left before the results came out.
That's right. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not the same result this year.
We need to stick around.
Here's the truth of the matter. I would if it was up to me, I'd just go to the party. I wouldn't even play golf the next day. Honestly, that's.
Would you feel bad if you did?
I wouldn't feel bad about not playing golf.
You feel bad if you didn't pay to play and then you went to the party?
Well, yeah, because I'm not going to take the free drinks or whatever it is. But no, I'd pay to play and just not play and I'm going to play. I'm just saying, to me, I'd rather just hang out and drink some beer and listen to, Jason Cross and see what wild outfit he's going to wear and, go from there. But we'll take pictures and post some stuff on the story and all that. And
are we going to bring the big cameras? I thought about that. I was like, do I bring the Sony?
I'll let you bring your new Sony. You can show it off to Rob. He'd appreciate it.
He was like, yeah, that's a great camera.
I think it's a good camera. I like it. So
yeah, it's pretty nice. Well, I can swap out lenses. So we'll have some better content this year.
Yeah.
And it shoots 4K video. And we got a new drone that it's already been wrecked.
Yeah, so actually, they sent me a brand new drone. So I've got two drones. So I got the new drone in since the last podcast, and then I crashed it since the last podcast, and it broke. And I sent it back in, and within 7 days, they had gave me the repair thing, had the insurance, and they just sent me a new one. And so, like,
when it'll be here?
It's already here. It's like I got it in the mail a couple days ago. So like that was a whole 7 day period. Like by the time I sent it and got it back within 7 days, I had a brand new drone already.
That's not bad.
Because I thought they were gonna
fix it. Did you get the insurance on this one too?
Well, I have you buy the insurance on your first one and you get 3 repairs in like the 2 year thing, and it's $49. I think it's $49 the first 2 times, $59 the third time. And then, like, if you do something after that, it's, like, more. But if total loss, it's, like, $240. And I was like, oh, you know, that's not out of the question.
I've been looking for camera insurance.
Yeah.
And because just, like, with my luck, I'm going to not drop the camera in the water, but I'm going to fall in the water and the camera
will get wet. Well, it's most likely for it to just get wet.
Yeah.
Or just get rain. You know, we get a torrential downpour.
But I'm swapping up gear this year. Yeah, I bought a Yeti Panga.
Yep.
And I think
between the Yeti bags and the dive bomb bags, stuff shouldn't get wet, you know?
I did buy a new pair of waders. I bought a second pair of waders today. And I'm still, I don't know, if they fit better than those.
I tried to look at them. Dude. I couldn't get a picture to blow up. It was like.
Oh, their pictures are awful. Yeah, it was
like, but I've started using DuckDuckGo browser instead of Safari.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, man, it wasn't working right, but.
Why would you use that? You don't want the government to know what you're doing?
So we're not going to get this in a political podcast, but yes, that's exactly what I'm
doing. Oh, man.
You see this snake right here tattooed on the back of my arm?
Yeah. No step on snake.
No snap on me, you know?
Oh, man. But, alrighty, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up, and we'll see y'all at the golf tournament, those who are there.
Yep, we'll catch y'all on the next one.